Welcome to Vibrant Living Conversations. I'm your host, Gemma Pudding. As a life coach to midlife mamas and women, I'm excited to bring these conversations from North Idaho and across this region to support you on your journey to vibrant living, glowing from the inside out, fully living in your own true to you power. For this interview, I am talking with Sandra Line of Bare Root Skin Essentials and Aesthetics. I'm so excited to have her here today to learn more about her services, products, and how she helps women conquer their beauty goals with nature support. So welcome, Sandra. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is great. Yeah, Very new, but great.
Yeah. Well, and you're in your beautiful space. So I encourage everyone to hop on and look at our YouTube video so they can see where you are and just go visit you, actually.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's coming along for sure.
Yeah, it's just so well designed and beautiful, and it just aligns with everything that you're doing. So beautiful. Yeah. So let's dive into the big question of your story to creating your business.
Long story. I'm trying to make it as short as possible. So this was a career change for me. I actually started out in interior design, and I did that for a really long time, and I enjoyed it for as long as I did it, but it was a lot of work. You know, I met a lot of people and they would say, oh, that sounds like such a fun job. And it was for the most part. But then I started working with builders and bigger complexes of homes and things like that. And it then became very mathematical and not very fun anymore. And then it started to kind of follow me home. And I had my first child, and it just became something I didn't really want to do anymore. So I slowly kind of phased myself out of doing interior design, and I had always really been interested in skincare because I grew up with a lot of skin issues. Eczema was my worst problem. And my parents, not knowing any better, would slather on the cortisone 10 cream. And, you know, if you had that on, it just burns and it's miserable. And it helps for about 10 minutes and then it's bad again. Yeah. You know, so being desperate as a teenager, I started looking into more natural means to heal myself. That took me into all kinds of different bookstores and doing deep dives in herbalism and natural skincare and what I could do inexpensively because, you know, I was 14 at the time to make my skin better. And it became very frustrating for me because I would go out with my friends to the malls and things like that and go into all these shops that smelled wonderful, the Bath and Body Works and the Victoria's Secret. And I couldn't use any of those products because my skin was so sensitive. So that just cued me to want to keep learning more and more and more about all these different products that I could make myself in my kitchen.
Right.
And that stuck with me through the years. And once I started phasing out of interior design, I never lost that interest in herbalism and skincare. And I figured, you know what, I kind of want to pursue this a little bit. My second child was born in 2011, and I took some time off of the workforce. My husband was working in the oil fields at the time, and he was spending a lot of time outside of the home, and he would come home for 2 weeks at a time. And while he was doing that, I was in my studies, you know, learning more and more about natural skincare and herbalism and just filling my brain with as much as I possibly could. 2012 came and we made the move from Southern California to Idaho. He grew up here, tried to get me to move here forever. And I always thought, Idaho, I'm not moving to Idaho.
Right.
And we came to visit and I completely fell in love with it here. Just the natural ways that are here, the trees and the forests and the lakes and the rivers. And it was like home to me, you know. It was intoxicating to be here.
Right.
And when we made the move in 2012, I started looking for different career opportunities. And initially I thought, okay, maybe I might want to get into nursing or something like that, because I feel deep down that I was meant to heal. Like, that's just my calling. You know, this is not a job for me. This is who I am and what I do.
Right.
And so I started taking some classes in certified nursing and all this stuff. And it still just wasn't it for me. Mm-hmm. And so I talked to my husband. I says, you know, I really just think I need to make this move and get into skincare and take it from there. So I went to the North Idaho College. I got my certificate in aesthetics. And then I took a host of different herbalism classes and got certified as a certified herbalist. And then I've taken a host of other classes to just keep me moving more and more into the industry. And I started making things out of my kitchen and people were loving it and it was selling. nonstop. And it was like, okay, I'm onto something here. This is great.
Yeah.
And so I started working in a few different spas and things like that. And that was great. It was a good learning experience, but it still just wasn't where my heart was. So I started working in a health and wellness center.
Okay.
Just doing my own things where I was making all of my own products to use on my clients. And I was getting really good feedback. And it really just prompted me to say, you know what, I think it's time. We need to expand on this. We need to open up our own space and have our apothecary to where we can offer, you know, whole herbs for people to do these things on their own. The same way that I started, you know, if you have this chronic skin condition that you just can't get any relief from, you know, from pharmaceuticals, or excuse me, I hate that word, or any other means, like there are things that you can do that you can literally go out in your backyard, or you can go out to the forest and collect these herbs and this plant matter, and you can concoct this thing of your own that's going to heal you from the inside out. And that's basically how this place was born. You know, I offer all my skincare services here with all my own products. I usually make all my products according to my client's skin type and what it is that they're suffering from. And then I have a host of different herbal supplements, you know, I offer here as well for more internal healing. It's evolving. It started out with just skincare, but now it's evolved into more of a healing center, if you will.
Gotcha. Love it. Yeah. Well, isn't that funny? I think we all do that to our, like, I don't know if it's our Western culture or what it is that, because my undergrad, I think we talked about this, is in landscape architecture. And I think back at that point, like, I love the design piece of it. I love the creativity that came with it. But at that point too, there was also this piece of that'll be successful and it fits the mold, even though, like you, health and wellness and nutrition had been such a passion of mine since I was so young, but no part of me ever really thought to like follow that. And then even like going into nursing, you're like, what is a regular job, right? And then you're like, wait, this passion that you've been working on since you were 14 for your own health is actually something I can share with the world. And I'm so passionate about, and I'm sure your herbal classes, you're like you were saying, just absorbing all this information because it's exciting. And that's how life should be, right? Oh, I love that.
It's funny because I think we're so conditioned to believe that we have to have this 9-to-5 job where we have to work for somebody else. And, you know, it's just this monotonous cycle of, you know, I go to work for somebody else, I'm making somebody else all this money, and I'm doing something that I really just don't enjoy, you know. And I believe that success will come if you love what you do, you know, if you have that passion for what you do. And it's so silly that I let something follow me around for so long, and I never really jumped on it until, you know, my mid-30s, and here I am 41, and I'm finally doing it, better late than never. But it's, you know, it's rewarding. I really enjoy it. I get to meet a lot of really incredible women, and it's great because I feel like a lot of what I do is also very energetically healing, because there's a lot of hands-on, you know, touch going on. I've had a lot of women break down on my table in tears because they just don't understand what it is to reconnect with nature and the things that are good for your skin and good for your body. And they're so used to using something from the cosmetic counter, and it's very fulfilling. I enjoy it very much.
That. Well, and even for you, I'm sure who you're showing up as a woman now, living in this, I say, I'm all about living from your own power, and just what you're radiating to the world, the women that you're meeting, how you're helping them heal. I'm sure it's just such a different like energy that you yourself are living in from doing what your heart is like totally calling. Cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I meet women from all over the spectrum, you know, from young teen girls to women all the way up in their 80s, you know, and it's funny that all of us as women carry around the same issues with our body and our self-image and the way that we feel. And I've suffered from it. You know,
we don't totally,
give our
too.
Body as much credit as we deserve. You know, women are amazing. We're nurturing, we have babies. We should be accepting of the way our body changes as we age. And it has definitely changed my way of thinking about my own body and just the way I perceive other people and the way I put myself out there for other people.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Yeah. Totally. And the way that you're including nature in that.
Yeah.
It just feels so holistic and because I think I even get caught in it too when I'm like thinking about face products, and part of me is like, oh, I need to go to the beauty counter because that's, I don't know what my mind is trying to do to me. But then I find someone like you where I'm like, you're creating this stuff from herbs and you're going out and picking it in our own backyard too, up here in Idaho. And that's so amazing. I just love it so much. Would you talk a little bit about the products that we're finding at the beauty counter? I mean, toxic, 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 right? Like versus like what you're doing. I think you say natural skin products, herbal care, wildcraft. What is kind of your process and how does it really truly deeply differ from what people are just buying if they go to the beauty counter?
Well, in a lot of ways, there's been a lot of studies, especially recently, about hormonal imbalances and things that women suffer from due to all these chemicals and toxins in these products. And a lot of it is swept under the rug because the beauty industry is a huge industry, you know, and they make millions and millions of dollars every year. But it's a real thing. The difference, in my opinion, is that especially if you make it yourself, if you're making these things yourself or you're going out and you're collecting them from the wild or you're growing them yourself, you have a relationship with these plants and these herbs and things like that. And I don't want to get too woo-woo on you, but
no, I love woo-woo.
I truly believe that every plant on this planet was put here for a reason. And I think that we as a species should definitely take advantage of that fact. And we should learn as much as possible about it. The problem with the stuff that you find on the counters, you know, in these makeup shops is that they may contain very minute amounts of these plant constituents, but not enough to make a difference. You know, they're mainly put in there to say, you know, hey, that this is in there and you know marketing. That this is good, but we're going to put it in there. Yeah. But 9 times out of 10, the first 50 ingredients on that list are going to be something that you can't even pronounce and you have no idea what it is. So you're not really, if you're not educated enough to know, you're not going to go through and find, okay, what does stearic, you know, acid do for me? What does this do for me? What is this not going to do for me? Is this hurting me in any way? Whereas, you know, most of the products that I make, I try to stay with very known herbs. I mean, there are a few odds and ends here that I do use because they, I mean, their benefits just outweigh everything. Right. But I try to stick with things where people, they know about them. You know, they're going to understand that, okay, this is good for me. They're going to understand, you know, everybody knows what lavender is. Everybody knows that lavender has a, you know, a million different uses and it's great for a million different things. It's just one of those herbs that everybody is very familiar with. And, you know, there's really no side effects unless you have an allergy to it. So there's not a real good, like, straight answer for that, except for the stuff that you find on the store shelf is going to be full of toxins and terrible for you. And the stuff that you're going to find, you know, in a shop like this or another shop that specializes in, you know, natural herbal products is going to be beneficial in one way or another. And it's not going to create any of the side effects that the toxic things do. You're not going to get, you don't know what they are, you know?
Yeah. So and I think especially in this world, of autoimmune diseases, of every other woman I talk to is having issues getting pregnant. And, and if you think that we have been rubbing lotions, perfumes, candles, smelling them, now dry shampoo that we're rubbing into our scalp, for crying out loud. We've been rubbing toxic things into our bodies since we were like 14, 12, whatever. And then by the time you get to the age that you want kids or even just want hormonal balance, which we always want, right? For being a woman on this planet, you're absolutely. It's one of the factors that who knows what you've been rubbing into your body for decades and how it has affected you. And just coming back to, I think now even, I don't know if you feel this way, but going into Victoria's Secrets or Bath and Body Works anymore, I can't really handle it because those smells, you're like, oh, this is not real. And it kind of just gives you like that sick feeling in your stomach, right? I'm like, this actually isn't real. Like, take me to Sandra's shop.
Well, and it gets worse and worse the longer that you stay out of those shops and you immerse yourself in more of a natural setting and you have all these plants and aromatic herbs and oils and, you know, all these things that Mother Nature presents to us. And then you go to one of those shops where everything is just very synthetic. It's like, ugh, you know, totally. You know, it's like instant headache. You feel nauseous.
Yeah.
I cannot go into the department stores during Christmas because of the synthetic cinnamon that they have, I will start getting itchy and hot flashes, and it's terrible. It's really toxic for you. And I hope to be kind of a source of education in terms of what you shouldn't be using. I think that is probably my biggest driving force for this shop is I'd like to be able to introduce women to, you know, you can still get these results. It may take a little bit longer because herbs are more of a supporting medicine than, you know, the stuff that you can buy off the grocery store shelf, you know, and right. show them that you can still get these same results, you know, but you'll feel 1,000 times better, and you might have a few more years on your life.
Exactly. It'll support your long-term health and your gut health and all of your, right. Totally. Yeah. And you get to support local and use herbs from your area of the world. I love it. So I'm curious, because I know, I mean, even anyone looking at your shop right now, you have so many different products and it's so fun to go in there. How do you decide what to create, or what was your first product? Will you talk about some of your products in some way?
Sure. Yeah, it's funny. My kids literally introduced me to all their friends is their mom, the witch, because when you walk into my house, it's not so bad anymore now that I've opened the shop, but when you walk into my house, I just have walls of herbs in my Love kitchen it. Where all of my pretty decor things should be. There's plant matter. You know
what I mean? Love it. So, yeah.
When I started out in my home, it was just kind of an intuitive thing. I would, you know, walk by these herbs every day and I would think, you know what, I'm not feeling very good today. I think I want to, you know, make a tea to make myself feel better. Oh, my stomach hurts. I think I'm going to make some peppermint tea. Or it would be, you know, that time of the month and I would start getting hormonal and I would feel like, okay, I need something to support my feminine ways, you know?
Right. Totally.
Some raspberry leaf here or skin problems, I would create these masks. So initially it was very intuitive. I also like to work with the cycles, like the seasonal cycles. So like I said before, I think that when things are in season and they are growing, these are the times that you want to utilize these plants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when St. John's wort is growing, you want to make, you know, anti-anxiety medications, or you want to make skin salves for, you know, pain and inflammation. Same with elderberry. When the elderberry is growing, you know that cold and flu season is right around the corner. It's time to start making the syrup. So it's all pretty intuitive. I do listen to a lot of my clients too. And strangely enough, it's almost a weird synchronicity where I will have one client tell me, hey, you know, I'm having issues with this, and what can I make for this? Or what can you make me for this? And that's one thing that I've started to do. I've started to actually mix custom blends and things for people as they're coming in. And that's been really well received from clients. But yeah, I'm finding that I'm having one client talk about something, and then 4 hours later, I'm having another client related, they don't know each other, she's having the same issue, and then 2 days later I'll have another client, she's having the same issue. So that really spurs my creative juices to, you know, I need to tackle this. Like, there's something the universe is telling me that this product specifically, because women are going through this right now.
Totally. I love that.
We're all connected, you know.
Yes,
we are. And I think that collectively, when one woman is going through something, there are other women that are going through the same thing. And for me, like I said, synchronicity or not, they seem to all flock to me about the same time. And that really helps me determine what I'm going to make.
Well, and Mother Nature is so intelligent and smart. Like you're saying, like, elderberries are growing, flu season's coming, like, amazing. It's the same with food, right? Like, you're not eating salads all winter long. You've got pumpkin and squash and turmeric and warming spices, because that is what your body needs in the winter. Like, following the cycles, which we beautifully get up here in North Idaho, all four seasons, where we get to enjoy them all and follow what Mother Nature is telling us to support not only our skin, but our whole body.
Everything. Right? Yeah, your body as a whole, you know, and that's my whole game, you know. It's very holistic, you know. It's not holistic, it's holistic, you know. We're working with the whole body, because 9 out of 10, if you're having that symptom on your skin, it's because of something internally, you know. So we have to figure that out. We have to figure out, okay, well, what is it that you're doing or you're not doing to make this come up on your skin? It depends. It depends on what I'm going through that week with clients or what's growing or whatnot. So
I'm curious on what are some of just the, and I know it probably, like you're saying it, it depends what the universe is throwing at you this week, but what are a couple of like the most common things that people are coming in? And if obviously if you're seeing women from teenage years up to, it's probably going from like acne to, whereas I'm like, what about the sunspots that I have? How do you help me with these?
I really like anti-aging treatments. And I think it's just because of where I'm at in my life.
Please tell me more.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same things. You know? Yeah. So it's don't make and sell a product without first using it myself. So I am a firm believer in whatever it is that I'm putting out there. So anti-aging treatments are amazing. I deal with a lot of, you know, acneic teenagers and even adult acne as well. Those are probably the two biggest skincare concerns that I see. Outside of that, I get a lot of people in here for more medicinal reasons, cold and flu seasons, ear issues, just a host of different ailments that people are looking for, more of an herbal medicine to treat.
Gotcha. So for the anti-aging specifically, because we're on the same page about that. I think a lot of the audience is probably about our age. What are the lotions and potions, some of your favorite ones that you made and like to recommend to people?
So I honestly, my biggest seller and the one product I tell all of my clients every time they come in that I could not possibly live without is my hyaluronic acid. So I make a hyaluronic acid and it is infused with bergamot, which is very high in vitamin C, and hibiscus, which is the natural Botox plant. So it has a way of naturally tightening and brightening and lessening the fine lines and wrinkles. So that is probably my favorite product. Outside of that, I sell a lot of hydrosols I just do myself.
Will you talk about what a hydrosol is? Because I think that's a word we hear a lot, but...
Yeah, it's basically a floral water. Okay. So it's a water that is distilled down to its volatile oils. So you're just getting this very rich water that comes from these plants, and it's really great for treating anti-aging is one. It's a great astringent. It's basically used in place of a toner.
Oh, okay.
So you can also use a mist on your face to cool you down during the summertime or to help set your makeup. So there's a lot of different uses for it. I sell a lot of that one. I also have a few different masks that sell very well. I have a spirulina mask, which is a freshwater algae. And it's a mask, which is fantastic. And then I have a few different herbal cleansers that are made with all herbs from North Idaho.
Nice.
So that sells really well too. It smells amazing.
I love it. Well, I was just thinking, because I'm like, I have a couple of hydrosols and my 3-year-old son loves spraying them.
Yeah.
And knowing that I don't have to worry about what's in them and he can just get it slightly too close to his face. Or, I mean, yes, I don't want him to eat it still. But, you know, it's just knowing the quality and that it's sourced locally and it's mostly herbs. It's just such like a comforting thing in so many senses.
Yeah. And that is it. A big selling point to a lot of my clients is that most of my products, with the exception of a few that have, you know, some herbs that you shouldn't be ingesting, such as like comfrey, if your child or your dog happens to get into it, it's not going to cause any issues because it's technically edible.
Yeah,
like, you can eat it and there'll be no toxicity or anything like that. So which is comfortable because, you know, your skin is your largest organ. You should treat it as if you can eat whatever you're putting on it, you know?
Ah, well said. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Love it. So will you talk a little bit, and you probably touched on this somewhat, but what is your daily skin routine and energy alignment, keeping it real? I know you have 2 sons. You've got a lot going on. So how do you look after you?
I'm busy a lot. So my routine as far as skincare goes, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Well, in all things, honestly, I think we talk the same language, is like, you know, it's energy alignment, you know, it's all the things. Yeah,
it differs. I really follow the cycles. So especially my energy alignment, that's going to differ tremendously depending on whether if there's snow on the ground or if it's nice outside. But I try to spend a lot of time outside because that's where I feel most grounded, you know?
Yes.
Always that little girl that was outside barefoot and would get yelled at by my parents to go put some shoes on. And, you know, I'd make all the potions and things with the mud and the dirt and the plants. And I'm still that way. You know, I still go outside and want to play with all the plant matter and just be in the dirt. And so that really keeps me grounded. If I can get outside at least a couple of times a day just to just to interact with nature, that that keeps me in alignment for sure.
Yeah.
As far as my skincare routine, it changes pretty drastically, but I keep it pretty simple because I'm of the mindset that less is more.
Yeah.
I usually cleanse my face with a cleanser at night to remove all of my makeup.
Right.
Followed up by a hydrosol. Hyaluronic acid. And then I usually use my serums or my facial oils. I have a wild rose hip facial oil that I'm completely obsessed with right now. I just love it. The rose hips just seem to be really rich this year. So I'm like, I need them.
Yes.
Yeah, I need it. I need it. So I have lots of it infusing in my back room back here. And then I'll follow it up by a moisturizer. And then the next morning I will splash my face with some water, add my beloved hyaluronic acid again, and then moisturizer. And that's pretty much it, you know?
Nice. Love it.
And like I said, it changes with the seasons. So I find that in the wintertime, my skin needs something a little bit different than what it does in the summertime or the springtime. So I'll adjust it accordingly.
Nice. Gotcha. Love it. What? I'm just thinking even about what you're doing for clients, because I know I came in and had a facial from you. I gave it myself for my birthday, but it was at the beginning of the month because I was like, I'm going to be giving birth on my birthday. And sure enough, I pretty much was. So what are some of your favorite treatments as far as like the services that with facials, or I know you do all kinds of different things for women.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of
huge question.
Honestly, I love facials because it gives me that hands-on energy exchange with my clients, you know, and more I do it, the more in tuned I become with my clients, you know? So I won't mention names, but I have one client in particular that she's kind of going through a rough time. She's got some health issues of her own, and she has a child that's special needs, and she's just constantly under stress. And when she comes in, I can feel it. I feel her energy. Like I feel how tight and how stressed out and how much she needs to be touched. And she needs to feel that energy exchange. And by the end of her service, she is always, you know, like she's melting into the bed. You know, she's relaxed and she always looks 1,000 times happier when she leaves. And so facials are definitely my favorite. Two in particular is my sound facial, where I use a Tibetan sound bowl. That is also incredibly calming for me. I love it. I think I walk out just as relaxed as my client does.
Perfect.
I have a wildflower wellness facial that I generally do in the spring and the summertime. Depending on what's growing in the latter part of the year, I may continue to do those, but it's primarily a spring and summer treatment because I use all of the natural wildflowers that are growing here. I'll go out and I will handpick them and I'll bring them in and I will make up these concoctions that have to stay refrigerated. And then I'll do those facials. And those are really fun. I've had a lot of good feedback on those. Yeah. I would say I enjoy facials.
Yeah. No. And it was such a lovely experience because it felt like a massage too, when you were getting it done. Cause like you said, I've had facials before where I'm like, I felt like my face has just been touched and then I leave and I don't know. I honestly can't explain. Yeah. That's a really good word. It was more mechanical. Whereas I can feel that you are aware of everything, that you're like affecting the energy, and it's probably even from the love that you're putting into the products that you're using and your passion about what you were doing and your mission. So it was such an awesome experience. When can I come back?
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I can't wait for you to come back.
Yeah, love that. Well, I'm trying to think. We could talk about this all day long. Is there anything that I haven't touched on that you would really like to talk about or share or educate about?
That's a big question.
It is a big question.
I would like to encourage people in general. I mean, I work with primarily women. I really don't see any men, but I would like to encourage women to be a little bit more self-accepting of what they have, you know, and how their bodies are, and be accepting of the changes that your body's going through, you know. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to try to anti-age, and there's nothing wrong with trying to make your appearance look a little bit better. But ultimately, we have one vessel in this life, and it's a temple, like, and you should treat it as such. I'm just a big believer in supporting it as naturally as possible, but of the mindset of you're beautiful inside and out. You should really just accept what it is that you have. And I don't know how to say that more eloquently.
No, that was beautiful.
I understand what I mean. There's a big movement happening right now, and it's been happening for quite some time of, you know, that return to that divine feminine. And and I feel it, you know, I do. And I think more women are starting to come to the realization that they're more powerful than been led to believe, you know, as a societal, you know, programming. Like, we have been told that we have to meet this certain beauty standard our entire lives. And, you know, we have to look a certain way and we have to act a certain way. And I would just like to encourage women to get back to their roots and, you know, embrace that wild woman and embrace that femininity that you have and just go with it, you know, because nothing is more beautiful than a confident woman who knows herself. You know, use those plants, those herbs to support that.
Yes, well said. And also use your resources to get to know yourself, right? Like you were saying, if your body is like showing eczema or acne or whatever it is, don't see that as like you versus your body. It's your body communicating with you. Come to see you and understand what your body's communicating to you. It's not trying to fight you. It's trying to tell you, I need support. Let's get help. And if you don't know how to do that for yourself, go see Sandra, because she can give you some herbs to do it in a natural way for the long term. I love that so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. Your body is just, like I said before, acne is not generally just a skin issue. It is your body communicating with you that there is some kind of imbalance going on, that you have something else going on that you need to address before your acne goes away. Because there's tons of things that I can do to temporarily make it go away, but it's not going to fully go away until you holistically, you know, treat it and you go find the ultimate cause.
Yeah. And that journey to get to know yourself and honor yourself and is such a beautiful, I think that's the purpose of life, quite honestly. Yeah. So it might seem overwhelming and it's going to not be the immediate fix that we are trained to want, like, give me a pill and make it go away. Like, no, you're going to have to do a little internal work and get to know yourself and start loving yourself and realizing what the blocks are to you doing any of that. And then you come out the other side, exactly what you're talking about, as a woman who's like honoring her vessel and her life and her mission and purpose, you know, and you get to live that way. And that, in my opinion, is the point of life. Like, let's not make it a struggle, right?
It takes a long time to learn that too. It really does. I don't think that I fully grasped it until I got, like I said, probably in my mid-30s. Same. So the last probably 7 or 8 years has been where I've really figured out how to fully accept myself and realize this is who I am. And I'm not going to change that for anybody.
Well said. Yeah. And even that journey of going through careers and beating your body up and all of that, right? Realizing like causing yourself so much pain. Maybe not always so much. For me, it was so much. And then being like, what am I doing? Gemma, there has to be another way to live. Life should not be painful and a struggle. And then turn around and you start meeting people like yourself and finding that go outside into nature, yoga, whatever your thing is that makes you feel alive and connect. Yeah, no, I love that so much. I guess it's that like mid-30s, 40s, whatever. That's the point where we've experienced and you start to come back to, oh, this is me and this is how I actually want to live.
Yeah, you kind of, well, I think it's very ego based. You finally get to that point where you put your ego aside and you've hit, I don't want to say rock bottom, but kind of like you've exhausted all your options of what it is that you're going to do with your life. And you start to let go of all those expectations of what you thought you should have accomplished and what you should have done. And you start really internalizing and thinking about, okay, what is it that I really want to do? What is it that I'm passionate about? And I think that takes you in your life once you start to understand that, but it takes a while to get there, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure.
The advice for anybody that's going through that is just wait it out, you know, wait it out. You'll get there. You'll find your peace. You'll find what it is that you love and what you're determined to do and you know, what your life's purpose is.
Beautiful. Well said. Well, on that note, what's the best way for people to find you?
I do have a Facebook page. I did just start an Instagram page not that long ago. My 16-year-old son stressed to me how important that was. So, you know, God for this, you know, this generation to let us know how much social media means. And then my website, which is just barerootskinessentials.com. And then you can always just come see me in the shop. I love to have visitors. I am a wealth of sometimes useless information, and I will sit there and talk your ear off about anything and everything you want to hear. But, you know, I feel like if somebody comes in to see me, chances are something that I say is going to resonate with them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, and you're on Northwest Boulevard in Coeur d'Alene. So you're right here in our community, and yeah. Your shop is beautiful and so fun to go and visit and buy gifts from for all your girlfriends and for yourself, of course. So I would, yeah, definitely recommend. Or what are your general hours?
I try to be here Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Sometimes it doesn't fully work out the way I plan on it. Those are my hours.
Gotcha. That I'm okay. Perfect. Okay.
I have to shut down when I see clients as well too, because it's just me here.
Part of the entrepreneur journey. I love it. Yeah. Well, I always like to end with, by my definition of vibrant, glowing from the inside out, are there a couple of people or businesses in our community that have really inspired you on your path to what you're doing?
There's a lot of businesses that I found very inspiring. I'm not sure that I could pinpoint any in particular, just because this is a journey that I've mostly gone through alone. You know, it's been with me for a really long time, and I finally am just making something out of it. There are a lot of really awesome women that I've met too. So it's really difficult. Heidi Marklin, that works over here, I know you know her. She's yes. just peeked her head in a little while ago here. Yeah. I absolutely adore her. Her energy is just, she's very calm, and yes. she, the conversations that we have are amazing. As she inspires me. I have gal over here, Kat Wilden. She actually owns a little witchy shop. It's a little metaphysical shop. Yeah. And she's a fun lady too. So,
and Heidi's an acupuncturist, just for all of our listeners.
Yeah,
Heidi's an
acupuncturist. Her outlook on life is just, she's just rad. I like her.
Yeah. Well, even in your whole little area right there, what is that area called? Is the complex got a name? Plaza. Okay. Yes. Yeah. There's so many different like fun businesses. Yeah. The crystal shop, Gaia Crystals, is like right downstairs from you. Yeah. That whole little area has got, yes, some of you amazing ladies.
Well, it's becoming very holistic too. I find that there's a lot of people moving in that are the same train of thought, which is amazing, because it is a lot of like good, I don't even know what the word, like camaraderie, is that the right word? I'm not sure. Like we all kind of share the same mindset. So it's fun to have conversations with that are in the shopping center.
Well, and energy attracts like energy, right? To end on a really low note. Like you're just bringing in the good vibes to your little area of Coeur d'Alene. I love it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Awesome. Well, Sandra, this has been so fun. I think you are just a wealth of knowledge, and I would recommend anyone going in and getting a facial and seeing all your beautiful products. So thank you so much again for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
If you like this podcast, I want to invite you to coach with me. Let's ditch the autopilot living to slow down, tune in, reset, and redesign your life to glow from the inside out based on the beautiful being who you are, what matters to you, and how you want to dance through this life. I help you understand your self-sabotaging ways, program thinking, and tendencies to outsource your power, and reshape them to align with the true you for this chapter of your life. To join me in a complimentary coaching session, go to my website, www.gemmaputty.com. Sending all the love, light, and vibrancy. Until next time.